Let's talk housing with Salix Homes on Salford City Radio.
Hello and welcome again, Liam, to Salford City Radio. Oh, could I ask
you
to
Jill.
Introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yeah, thanks very much, Jill, and thanks for having me back. I'm Liam Turner, Chief Exec at Salix Homes. Really good to be back. I've not been here for the last couple of sessions, so welcome to everyone that's joining and listening to us today. Looking forward to answering a couple more questions that we've had from customers and sharing some of the latest news from Salix Homes and kind of what's going on in the sector as well.
So what we're talking about today, Liam?
First of all, I want to talk about a really serious and really important development really in the social housing sector, which is the introduction of AWOB's law, and that came into effect on the 27th of October this year. And that was legislation that was introduced following the tragic death of 2-year-old AWOB Ishak in Rochdale, who tragically died due to prolonged exposure to damp and mould in his home. And I think that was a bit of a defining moment in the sector, really. AWOB's death was a wake-up call for the sector on a national scale and promoted that new legislation. And what that means, really, is all social housing landlords need to respond quickly to any kind of serious hazards like damp, mould or any other safety risks. And they're categorised in two ways. They're categorised as either emergency hazards, which are issues that could cause immediate harm, so something like widespread mould that's making it difficult to breathe.
And would that be actually people noticing it's perhaps mould developing on a wall or something like that?
That's kind of one of the early signs, and it's at that point, I suppose, before it gets to what would be classed as a hazard that we want customers to get in touch with us so that we can get in and deal with early. If we can do that, we can kind of prevent some of these hazards.
Yeah.
But if it was an emergency hazard, the legislation now says that we need to deal with that within 24 hours. And then the slightly reduced hazards, which are classed as significant hazards, so still a really big thing, and they're serious problems that could harm customers' health or safety, but aren't necessarily an immediate threat. And the requirement on landlords under this legislation is that we are required to investigate them within 10 working days.
Yeah.
And it essentially puts housing providers on notice and, you know, forces providers to act fast. And, you know, timely action isn't optional anymore. It's a legal requirement that absolutely aligns to us at Salix Homes. We've always been really keen on ensuring customers have safe, high-quality homes. That's our top priority.
And when it gets as bad as it's stopping you from breathing, that sounds like quite a massive, huge issue.
Massive issue, and it, you know, once it gets to that stage, it's obviously been going on for some time. Whatever the root cause of the mould is, it's obviously been going on for some time. Once it's getting to that kind of emergency hazard or even significant hazard stage, it's obviously been going on for a while and hasn't been dealt with for a while if it's at that stage.
Yeah, you know, like we have smoke alarm, is there anything that people can have? Is there a mould device like that?
It's only a mould device as far as I'm aware. But what we did a couple of years ago, that we started to, well, it was a pilot, really. We installed just over 2,000 devices which measure the humidity in properties. So humidity and evaporate water, meaning the air effectively through evaporation, is a really key factor in whether mould grows or not. So whilst it doesn't necessarily detect every case of mould, if we notice there's high levels of humidity, that's a good indication that there's something we might need to look at there.
Yeah.
If the mould was being caused by a leak, let's say, or it was rising down effectively, that was the root cause of the mould, it wouldn't necessarily detect that.
Yeah.
Because it might not elevate the humidity levels to the point where the alarm's triggered. But the most common cause of mould, certainly, that we've seen is through humidity in the air. So that was a really kind of good step forward for us in terms of trying it as early as we possibly can.
Yeah.
And I suppose that's been part of what we've been doing for a while. We've been preparing for our slot quite a while now. We've, like I mentioned before, we've done quite a lot of work on our repairs and maintenance service through Strengthen It, doing awareness sessions and training with colleagues and contractors, making sure we've got really robust processes in place so that we can respond quickly and effectively to any issues. And, you know, we, I think, spoke about this last time I came. We've done quite an in-depth review of our repairs service over the last couple of years. We spoke to customers, we looked at what complaints were coming in, what customers were expecting from the service, and made quite a few kind of key improvements. We expanded the team quite a lot. We put additional surveyors in, additional trades people in to go out and do the jobs. made quite a few changes to our online portal to make it easier and quicker for customers to book and amend their appointments for repairs. And we've given customers the option to upload photos for us so we can diagnose a repair early and make sure we've got the right tradesperson going out the first time. One of the issues we did struggle with was access at times, so we've implemented a kind of series of communications through text messages and just calling customers ahead of visits to try and maximise the chance of us completing that repair. And then very recently we've just opened a new repair hub over the summer, and that supports our operatives with kind of faster access to the materials that they need on a much quicker basis. It's got a really modern digital stock management and ordering system, so operatives can kind of request and track materials so that they're just ready there to collect, which is obviously saving them time, and they can get back out on jobs much quicker. So since that kind of was introduced, we've significantly increased the proportion of our repairs that we complete on the first visit, because we've got that ability to react quite fast if we do need materials that we're not carrying with us at that time.
Let's talk housing with Salix Homes on Salford City Radio.
And I suppose, you know, going back to our plot, I think whilst that introduces new requirements and ways of working, it's probably just important to remember why those changes have come in. It was fundamentally due to the tragic death of Howard Ishak in Rochdale, and that will always serve as a powerful reminder that every action that we're taking or we're not taking can have a significant impact on someone's life. And, you know, that's a message we continually kind of push out to our colleagues to make sure we never lose sight of that, never lose sight of the work that we're doing and the impact that it has. It's not just about compliance, it's about protecting people, keeping homes safe and making sure our customers live in a place that they're proud to call home and is somewhere that's safe. And I suppose I'll just take the opportunity just to remind people, you know, if you are a Salix customer and you have got any concerns about damp, mould or any other hazards, please do get in touch with us either via phoning us on 0800 218 2000 or using your My Salix portal. You know, we're here to help, and if you're the tenant of another housing association in Salford, then the message is the same. I suppose speak to your own landlord. I'm sure they'll be reacting the same as everyone else is. This moment in time, our law does only apply to the social housing sector. It's not necessarily been rolled out as of yet to kind of private rented sector.
Let's talk housing with Salix Homes on Salford City Radio.
The next message I had, Jill, if that's all right, was around winter safety. Obviously, winter is on the way now. So we are just about to launch our kind of winter warmer safety campaign to support customers. And we're going to be sharing some essential tips to keep homes safe, warm, and comfortable. So the first thing that we're reminding people about is smoke alarms, and just making sure people are kind of testing the smoke alarms at least once a month, make sure they're working properly. Obviously, if they're not working properly, or you feel that there's an issue, or you're just a bit concerned about it, again, get in touch with us through calling us or putting a repair on your MySalix portal or emailing us. And similarly, you know, even if you're not testing and your alarm starts to bleep, that could be an indicator that it's developed a fault or needs some new batteries. So let us know if that happens, and we'll come out and have a look at that. Portable heaters. We always tell customers don't use any form of kind of gas heaters. Not only are they a fire risk, but they can be a carbon monoxide risk as well. But if you are using a kind of portable heater, make sure it's a kind of electric one or an oil-filled one, and keep those kind of at safe distances from curtains, furniture, any other objects really, and don't use them to dry clothes, because that is a real kind of fire safety risk.
I'll just ask you, I didn't know these things existed, but I noticed that people can get an electronic maiden.
Yeah, I think that's probably better than kind of a fan heater, because there's no element in it, so it's almost more akin to like an oil-filled radiator in some ways. I'm not going to profess to know necessarily how safe they are, Jill, to be honest. So I would always err on the side of caution with any kind of portable heater, if I'm honest. Yeah. And, you know, it's similar with candles, isn't it? Candles are really nice, but, you know, there's some real kind of key safety things you've got to take into account. Absolutely. Make sure you're only using them when you're in the room. Keep an eye on them. Keep them out of any drafts or away from any curtains or other material. Really kind of simple messages, but really effective and serve as useful reminders, I think. And the other one, again, similar to heaters, is electric blankets. So if you do use an electric blanket, just remember to turn it off and unplug it before you do go to sleep. Don't use it whilst you're sleeping necessarily. And I would always kind of remind people don't use any hot water bottles and electric blankets just in case the water bottle did leak for any reason. Christmas is on its way. So, you know, again, Christmas lights, make sure you're only kind of using Christmas lights that are British safety standard. You know, make sure you're turning the lights off when you leave the house or whether you're going to bed. And, you know, make sure you're not overloading sockets. That's more of a general thing, particularly at Christmas. You're having extra plugs, effectively, with all the Christmas decorations and lights and stuff. So just make sure you're not overloading the sockets. And we're going to do kind of a bit of a comms pack to all our customers to kind of get that information out in the post about this and some other ways that we're supporting customers over the winter. And it'll be on our website as well. So I just urge people really to be extra cautious and extra vigilant.
Let's talk housing with Salix Homes on Salford City Radio.
So while it's important to kind of take precautions, as we've just kind of talked about, we also know that this kind of time of year can be really challenging for many people financially. And one of the questions we have had in is, and it's something we do hear quite a lot from customers, to be fair, is what support's available for them if they're struggling this winter? And I think the last time I came, I did quite a bit of chatting about our kind of customer support service at Salix. And, you know, I said we're more than just a landlord. It's more than just bricks and mortar. We've got a dedicated team ready to help if people are struggling with rent or bills or any other kind of financial pressures. And we can support people in several different ways. So we can support people to apply for a discretionary housing payment. So if customers are in receipt of housing benefit or universal credit, we can support them to apply to Salford City Council for some financial assistance, which is an extra amount of money to help people with paying the rent. Salix itself has got its own customer support fund. So if people need financial assistance, we can award up to £300 for help towards rent arrears and potentially up to £500 for other circumstances. Touched on the furniture recycling scheme last time, so if people are struggling with the expense of buying furniture or white goods, so whether that's because they're moving into a new property or something broke, we do have a really well-stocked warehouse of furniture that we've kind of recycled, and we can support customers through passing some of those recycled items on, whether it's furniture or electrical items, and they come from either customers leaving them behind or whether they've just donated it because they've upgraded and they got themselves a new appliance or something like that. We can raise food bank vouchers for customers who are struggling to pay for food. We can support with referrals to other agencies who are more equipped to support people with kind of specialist support needs than we are, but we can kind of facilitate the referral to them. We can support people with looking at income and expenditure and making sure that they're claiming all the benefits that they're entitled to. And similarly, if we think a customer's kind of had the wrong benefit decision, if we think there's an error been made, we can support customers to challenge that decision. So I really would urge people, if they are worried about finances, please do get in touch. Don't suffer in silence and let debts or worries mount up. We're well positioned to offer kind of support and advice to customers. Everyone knows cost of living is still going on, really. It's still a really challenging time for people. So please do get in touch. You can have a look at our website and more information on the ways we can help, or you can call us again on 0800 218 2000.
And make the call. It's a lot of support that people get from Salix. I think it's great what you do. And I know I say it often, but I really mean that. It's wonderful that that's there for people.
It's a lifeline for some people, to be fair, and it's great. Like I said, we're not the specialists in everything. We can't support everyone in every way, but we can certainly refer people to agencies that are specialists in certain areas are more well equipped than us to support people to get them kind of right intervention at the right time, I suppose.
Let's talk housing with Salix Homes on Salford City Radio.
I've got another question from someone who basically said they're interested in working in housing and do Salix Homes have any job opportunities available? And I suppose the short answer is yes, we definitely do. We employ over 300 people. And we've got a wide range of career opportunities really across the organisation, whether that's repairs and maintenance, as we've just talked about, operatives, electricians, plumbers, etc., to other front-facing services like customer service, community engagement, housing management. But we've also got kind of support functions, business support functions, finance, HR, marketing, digital services. And quite recently, we've launched a talent pool for anyone who is interested in working with us. And that's a way just to kind of register your details with us, so there might not necessarily be a job opening at that point in time, but you can register your details and we can proactively let people know then about any upcoming roles that match their skills and experience. and all the information on the talent pools on our website, so people can sign up, and they can also keep an eye on our LinkedIn page or our website for any latest vacancies that are coming up as well.
Brilliant.
Let's talk housing with Salix Homes on Salford City Radio.
So before I finish, Jill, I just wanted to remind people about the Mal Ambassadors projects, which Kate and Keeman spoke about on the last show. So just to remind people, Salix Homes is leading the rollout of Salford Mal Ambassadors, which is a grassroots initiative designed to create a network of trained volunteers known as Mal Ambassadors across the city. And those volunteers are just kind of local organisations or people who provide a bit of a safe space for men to talk, listen and signpost any help when they need it. And the aim of the project is to break down stigma around mental health and encourage men to reach out before it's too late. I am going to make a plea to more local businesses or community groups or organisations to get involved and pledge their support. We have had a really good response to it so far, and we're just trying to ramp that up as much as we can to really maximise the exposure that Mal Ambassadors is getting. It's a really important initiative that we can bring in to Salford, and we're really proud, and we want to build a strong network of businesses and organisations who will stand with us as Mal Ambassadors. And that could be anywhere kind of men naturally gather, whether it's barbershops, cafes, pubs, gyms, community centres, etc. And I think by creating some of those safe spaces and encouraging people to use some of those everyday places, we can reach more men. Yeah. Offer them support and kind of give them the confidence to speak out when they're struggling. And again, we've got all the information on ambassadors and how people can get involved with it on our website, www.salixhomes.co.uk.
Let's talk housing with Salix Homes on Salford City Radio.
That's it from me, Jill, really. Thank you very much for, again, letting us kind of come on and share a bit of news of what's going on at Salix and in the sector. And thanks for listeners for submitting questions. A reminder, please do submit your questions. It's great to have some questions from the audience as well for the next show. You can send us your questions via our Facebook page, on our website, or you can email us directly at marketing@salixhomes.co.uk.
Thanks very much, Liam. It was really interesting, all that, actually. I'm sure I speak for our listeners as well. Thank you.
I'm glad it was interesting. Thanks very much again for letting us come on, Jill.
You're welcome.